Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Danny Jones, I have a question for you.
Okay, I have an answer.
All right. Where and when are you at your most creative?
Most creative?
Yeah.
Like where physically?
Yeah,
where
yeah.
am I?
Yeah, location?
Usually mowing the lawn.
Really?
Yeah.
You come up with all your brilliance while mowing the lawn.
No, you know, it's...
Hold on now.
That mower's loud.
Didn't you get a notice from your homeowners association about not taking care of your lawn?
I got a warning letter.
Oh, okay. All
and right. so, yes, I've had to spend more time out there.
All right. All
but, yeah, you know, the mower's loud. The kids can't talk to me while I'm mowing the lawn. So it is a brief you know, half hour, hour of solitude.
Yeah.
Just me and that noisy lawnmower. And, yeah, it's time to think. But, yeah, on a walk.
Sure.
Out on a trail, etc.
Yeah, I think that creativity can flow anywhere. I mean, it's not like it's limited only to certain places and times, but I have figured out that there are places that just seem to be more conducive to my
what works for you.
Creativity. Yeah. So I have like some creative spaces and times. First of all, not on Facebook. Not while reading or trolling through Facebook. That just
really?
Makes me dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so on a walk, a hike, a jog, a run, a bike ride outside, but usually alone. It's that alone time that, I don't know, just helps me to think and kind of wander creatively.
Yeah. Question is, when you're out on those walks on the trail, is it headphones in or is it quiet?
Both either and or. Like, it's both really. Usually I start out with something in my ears. Usually the return, the way back is without.
Okay.
But yeah, it's both. Uh-huh. Nietzsche said, all truly great thoughts are conceived while walking. So also, I guess for me, late nights and early mornings. But again, I think it just has something to do with the solitude, like no one's up yet or they're all in bed or whatever. Just the alone time. Looking at art in the city, listening to music. And then also even listening to sermons or speeches or at a conference or seminar or while taking a class, kind of an interesting thing because I've always known this, like in my note-taking journals, it's not the content that was being given, but the thoughts I was having as I was listening and taking notes, all of a sudden it sparked something in me that I wrote down. Paul Scanlon, when he was with us, said something about this. He said, there are two conversations happening while someone is speaking, like in church or whatever. And he said, the one is the speaker talking to you, but then the other conversation is you talking to yourself about what you're hearing. And that was really helpful for me because it helped explain why I get great ideas while listening to something that has nothing to do with my great idea.
Yeah.
But I think it does help for us to become aware of the places and times where creativity flows most naturally from us. Where are we and when is it? And the other thing I want to mention, not only about creative spaces, but also is about capturing systems. Like, how do you capture that moment when your creativity is sparked? How do you capture the thoughts, the images, the ideas, the concepts, or the plans? One way to think of it is, like, for me, with my iPhone, taking pictures. And I like to do this. Sometimes I have to kind of prepare and set up for taking pictures. Like, when I traveled to Europe last year, I had to dump a whole bunch of photos off of my phone ahead of time, prepare it so that I had enough memory, because it is one of the limitations. Like, it's a frustrating thing. You know, you need to take a picture of something and you pull out your phone and it says no memory, can't take photo. And it's like, ah, So, you know, having it ready. I've also kind of learned that not everything translates well in a picture. So I take enough pictures and then, you know, look at them in better lighting when it's not super bright shining on my phone. So what is this going to look like? You know, do some editing. And I'm always kind of surprised at what the outcome is. Like, sometimes the edited photo actually looks better than the image that I looked at with my natural eye. Also, there are lots of times where a scene is so majestic and beautiful and I take a photo of it and I try to do something with it and it just
doesn't translate.
Usually for me, it's Mount Rainier photos. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It looks so huge and amazing. And I take that picture and I get back and look at it and it's tiny.
It's kind of small. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we just need capturing systems for our creative ideas. So for me, I use notebooks, my iPhone, my computer, file folders, you know, for keeping random ideas on a particular topic that I've, stuff that I've written about. Keeping like a, even in books, like highlights, notes, mm-hmm. marks in that book, a way, like it's a trail for me to get back into it. I'll even use Twitter that way. Like I'll do a whole series of thoughts and then know it's there. Like I'll go back and copy them all, put them into a Word document. there's an app that I use called Memento, and it's like a diary, and it records your tweets based on the date that you tweeted them.
Cool.
So I was just looking in that app this time of year back in 2009 at 1:39 in the afternoon. I tweeted, "You ever taste someone else's Starbucks drink on the way to delivering it to them and then wipe the lid clean before handing it over?" Yeah, me neither. And it's interesting because in that little journal, I recognize that's the first time I started using the "yeah, me neither."
It went pretty good. I remember that. Yeah,
I did that
fun.
For quite a while. So I'm glad I have a capturing system. Take your creativity to the next level by purposefully getting yourself into creative spaces and also utilizing capturing systems for all your creative ideas.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.